The easy part was getting there. That was the thought that went through his mind as he clambered up and over the reinforced buttresses holding the dome in place. He had circled the dome twice from below, noting its weak and strong points, and decided that the best way in was through the corridor connecting it to the rest of the station. Two pressure doors opened and shut each time someone passed through, defining a walkway 5 meters long. The roof of the corridor was invisible from the dome, being in the opposite direction from the firing of the weapon. He could squat there unseen while he cut his way in and avoid fighting anyone until it mattered. At the very last moment, as he raised his lightsaber to cut through the curved durasteel on which he knelt, he realized that everything he had ever done had led him to this moment. This was the confrontation he had been heading toward since Darth Vader had kidnapped him from Kashyyyk and made him his instrument. Twice in the past, Vader had betrayed him, and he had barely uttered a word in complaint. But eventually, servants always turned on their masters, just as the Sith always betrayed one another. This moment represented the culmination of a lifetime's training and experience. This was his most challenging test. Killing Jedi had been easy by comparison. Destroying Imperial factories likewise. Bringing down Skyhooks and Star Destroyers. Convincing would-be rebels of his sincerity. Dueling planetary mines and other servants of the dark side. All in a day's work. His life's work was about to begin or to end, depending on how he looked at it. His modified lightsaber sizzled before him. There was strength in that aquifer and a purity of purpose, not to kill, but as an instrument of force. Pointing the tip of the blade downward, he cut a circle cleanly around himself and dropped into the corridor below. It was empty. Before anyone could respond to the sound, he telekinetically sealed the doors leading back into the Death Star. Then he turned and wrenched the inner doors open.
"Traitors to the Empire!"
came Palpatine's voice from the chamber beyond, gloatingly, coldly, full of unimaginable malice.
"You will be interrogated, tortured. You will give me the names of your friends and allies. And then, when you are no longer of any use to me, you will be executed."
Bail Organa's voice rose up in defiance.
"Our deaths will only rally others."
"Your executions will be very public and very painful, Senator Organa. They will serve to crush any further dissent."
The apprentice strode purposefully into the room, circling a large energy field generator in the center of the dome. Mon Mothma, Garm Bel-Iblis, Bail Organa, and Master Rom Koda stood together on the far side, surrounded by Imperial guards. The Emperor was pacing in front of them, hooded and hunched, but radiating incredible power. The apprentice had eyes only for the dark figure looming a meter or two away, arms crossed as he watched the scene. Koda cocked his ruined face as the apprentice approached.
"There may yet be a rebellion,"
Koda said, grinning as though he'd never believed otherwise. Darth Vader and the Emperor turned at the same moment. A surge of hatred filled every vein of the apprentice's body. The time for revenge had come at last. The Emperor's hateful visage twisted into a mask of derision.
"Lord Vader, deal with the boy. Properly this time."
The Dark Lord was already moving. The red blade of his lightsaber flared into life, casting bloody shadows across the room. A simple double stroke, up and then down. It contained enough power to jar his wrists and shoulders and very nearly disarm him completely. The collision of their lightsabers was blinding. The apprentice understood that, until this moment, they had never truly fought as equals. His master had either held back or he himself had capitulated. Now, for the first time, they would see each other's true potential.